Here we are a month after the first of two Category 4 hurricanes slammed into Central America, and the region continues to dig out from the devastation. Aid agencies say hurricanes Eta and Iota affected nearly 7 million people from Colombia to Mexico. Hundreds of thousands of those people have been forced from their homes. They are still living in shelters as COVID-19 numbers continue to rise. NPR's Jason Beaubien reports.
Despite hurricanes Eta and Iota both initially making landfall in Nicaragua, neighboring Honduras appears to have suffered the most damage and the most deaths from the storms. Vlatko Ujevski with the international aid group Project Hope is leading an emergency response team in northern Honduras.
I've been to many disasters around the world, all over the world, and I have never been to a place where that was struck by two hurricanes in 2 weeks.
Ujevski is working in the department or state of Santa Barbara. Heavy rains from the two storms have destroyed bridges, roads, schools, and health clinics. Families have lost their homes, farms, and businesses. Landslides have left small downtown plazas packed with mud.
The water system of the Santa Barbara department, it's 100% collapsed.
According to government figures, there are 118 official shelters in the Santa Barbara department, holding nearly 6,000 people.
The shelters are in schools, in churches, or in private houses.
Ujevski says there's a lot of concern about this disaster amplifying the spread of COVID. He was relieved to see that at the shelters, people are aware of the problem. Not everyone is wearing masks, but there are signs at most of the doors encouraging people to. And Ujevski says the volunteers running the shelters are trying to minimize the spread of the coronavirus.
We were seeing shelters where you have like 15 people tested positive, and now they're trying to isolate them as much as possible.
They're putting people who are positive in special rooms, and they're separating mattresses on the floor and aligning them so that people sleep head to toe rather than face to face.
So people are not in close contact. They're trying to follow these rules, but when, you know, the problem is this is their secondary problem now.
COVID isn't their top priority because most have lost everything and don't even know when they'll be able to return to their homes. The U.S. Army's 228th Aviation Regiment has been using Black Hawk and Chinook helicopters to reach some of the areas cut off by mudslides. Video released by the military shows soldiers ferrying in relief supplies and rescuing people who'd been trapped for days. According to the United Nations, more than 300,000 Hondurans remain unable to leave or access their villages because roads are washed out or underwater. And it's not just Honduras. The record-breaking hurricane season displaced even more people in Guatemala. Steve McAndrew is the deputy regional director for the International Federation of the Red Cross and Red Crescent. He says hurricanes now seem to be more frequent, more powerful, and intensifying faster.
With Hurricane Eta and Iota that we're dealing with in Central America, these storms popped up on the radar, and within 2 days, they're a Category 5, and 3 days, they're just crushing people's lives.
McAndrew says the region is being hit by a climate crisis that's coming on top of a migration crisis in the midst of the COVID crisis. And for relief agencies, McAndrew says COVID travel rules make it hard to get relief teams into disaster zones.
Travel restrictions around testing and entrance and exits, it's a changing patchwork every day. So we struggle to get specialty teams in from one country to another now that in the past we could get them within 12 to 24 hours.
In addition, local Red Cross volunteers, who are often some of the first to respond to a calamity, now have to be trained and equipped to work safely during the pandemic. The volunteers are usually eager to get involved.
Now you say, well, do you want to go work at a shelter that has 100 people in it in a gymnasium? They have to really think about this.
So far, aid officials haven't yet seen a spike in COVID cases, but many of these areas are still without power. Testing wasn't widespread even before the storms. McAndrew says it may take a while to see the official bump in coronavirus infections, but he's sure it's coming.
There's people on ferries just being rescued in all the low-lying areas of Central America where they're cramming as many people as they can onto these boats and going back and doing multiple trips. That cannot be good. That cannot make the COVID situation better.
And in what looks like it will be a worsening COVID situation, Honduras is vowing to launch a major reconstruction effort in the coming months.
Hermanas y hermanos hondureños.
This week, Honduran President Juan Orlando Hernandez addressed his nation.
A partir de este mes,
starting this month, Hernandez says he will invest as much in just 1 year as the government usually spends over the course of 4 years to reconstruct infrastructure and help Hondurans get back on their feet. Jason Beaubien, NPR News.